Nola taps sharply on the car horn. She glances out of the window at Eileen's house, sighs, drums her fingers on the steering wheel. Why can Eileen never be ready on time? Really, it's too bad of her. When Nola is prepared to use her car to drive them on their little outings. If she didn't hurry up, all the best seats would be gone. Three more taps. She catches sight of her reflection in the rear vision mirror, frowns, gives a couple of tweaks at her hair to try and disguise the patches of pink scalp showing through the thinning strands. Her lipstick has leaked into the lines around her mouth. She tuts, dabs with a tissue. Another dusting of powder blots out the faint squiggles of broken veins on her cheeks. A licked finger smooths her eyebrows. There's a scrabbling at the door handle, and Eileen bundles herself into the passenger seat, bringing with her a whiff of cheap perfume and fried bacon. Nola wrinkles her nose and ostentatiously winds the window down. Not too far, though. She doesn't want to arrive looking dishevelled. Sorry I'm late, Nola. Nola starts the engine, pulls away with a jerk while Eileen is still fiddling with the seatbelt.